Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host with giftofspiritradio.com, and you can follow me on Facebook at Touch1MHearts. That's a number one. Well, I'm so happy to be with all of you on the show today, Gift of Spirit Q&A. That's right. I will be answering your questions about the Gift of Spirit through my work and my life experience. So these questions can relate to experiencing spirit, spiritual visitation and communication, spiritual signs, spiritual gifts, spiritual awakening, your loved ones in spirit in heaven, and anything and everything about spirit. So we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a bit to take our listeners' calls and the questions. And you can call in to ask your question on 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. So on a regular basis, I hear from my clients who call in with questions pertaining to their loved ones in spirit in the heavens and who they feel are reaching out to them in some way through their sleep state, through spiritual signs, through other people, and or through their heightened senses to let them know that, hey, I'm still with you, I love you, I'm okay. And I received a call just yesterday morning from a woman who I had given a spiritual reading to a number of years ago, and she asked me if this tangible sign that she received on Christmas Eve was real and from her husband. Before I share what happened next on that call yesterday, let me share the back story with you. So I had given her, Camille's her name, a spiritual reading a few years ago after her husband passed. And then I received a call from her 1 year later on the anniversary of her husband's passing. And when I answered the phone, she was very puzzled to what she had experienced that day. She informed me that a very old antique glass clock had stopped working years and years ago, and it had dinged 2 times within the last hour. And as soon as she said that, I felt her husband in spirit say to me, "It will ding one more time when you two hang up. It's me. I'm just letting her know that I'm okay and I'm still with her, especially today." So sure enough, we hung up and it dinged a 3rd time and she texted me. Yesterday when I received her call, she said, "I believe you brought me a sign on Christmas Eve." And as soon as she mentioned this, her husband came through and connected and said, "It's similar to the clock, though it's different." And then I shared with her that I heard and then saw like a finger of his in a glass with ice cubes and making noise with the ice cubes. He said, "In a goblet glass." She said, "Well," she said, "Fred," she said, "his drink was always in a goblet." She then got excited and said to me, "I'm excited. Do you want me to finish it and tell you what happened?" And I said, "Sure." And she proceeded to tell me that she had wound her clock on the wall, and it was working just fine. And on Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock, the clock just stopped, and she felt her husband pop in her mind right at that time. And I told her, "Right then, right? He popped in right then." And she said, "Yes." And I said, "This is how it works. When spirit brings you a tangible physical sign like this, you feel their presence immediately in that second. So yes," I said, "he brought you the sign. He filled up your senses so you knew it was really him. He was really what he wanted to wish you, a happy holiday, letting you know that he's with you through these holidays, and this is how it works." Okay. So I remember another quack story with another woman that I had visited who was heavily grieving the loss of her husband. And she told me that their grandfather clock keeps stopping exactly at a certain number, which was actually 12 past the hour 12, every day without fail. She had a worker out that she had called to clean the clock and fix the clock, and he said that he cleaned the clock, but everything was fine. The clock was fine. She asked him to stay an extra few minutes because she said when the clock strikes the 12:12, it's going to stop again. It stops every day at this time. He said, okay, I'll stay and see what happens. Sure enough, right at that moment at 12:12, it stopped. She then felt that her husband was bringing her a sign, and she laughed to let her know he was watching over her and okay. So these number signs are very relevant here. So Camille received three dings and 3 o'clock. And this other woman's sign was the 12:12 constant every day. There's significance to these numbers and sequences and repetition. So I invite you to pay attention to the sort of attributes of these spiritual signs because they're like signature patterns for you to look for from your loved one in spirit who's sending you this sign. And I call these really spiritual numbers that are very much divine, and they do carry significant meaning. Recently, I did a live event for an audience, and a son came through in spirit for his parents in the audience, and he brought his name in the reading first, and then his story of his life and passing and his hobbies and things like that. And he brought this sort of crazy 8-ball toy from like the 80s, and he mentioned the eights to his mother, and she was in shock. She said, oh, my gosh, I feel Alex. He's bringing me these eights as signs because I feel him. I get chills when I see these eights, and I see them everywhere. I see them on license plates. I just see them everywhere. So how clever of our loved ones in spirit to have these beautiful connections with us and bring us these spiritual signs, because the numbers also carry a very angelic and biblical type reference, too. Like the number 3 appears in the Bible 467 times. And when I opened up to the gift of spirit back in 2011, I saw a 12:12 everywhere in my mind's eye, on my scale in Las Vegas the following weekend. I'm like, why is it saying 12:12 here? So there's very much a significance here. And when I Googled it with spiritual, it said that the 12:12 represents a spiritual awakening. So when these numbers appear with these sequences of double digits and triple numbers, they are very angelic and spiritual and very much divine. And I invite you to do a little research here as it may reveal to you significance and meaning of where you are on your spiritual path, in your soul, in your life right now. Because when you are in the midst of an enlightenment to spiritual awakening, you normally do see these type of spiritual numbers, 11:11, 1:11. I have read about these, and they have a significance of, you know, opening and opening doors, the 11:11. And they happen in a repetitive way, in different ways. So stay aware to these signs that show up in your life in this way, because there's spiritual messages coming through, and it's very much around your spiritual enlightenment and awakening. I began to see 333 often. It seems every time I glanced at the clock, it was 333 as well, about a year or so into my spiritual awakening. And when I researched, I found that the spiritual meaning behind 333 was actually Jesus and Christ within, and God answering and showing you great and mighty things which you do not know. So this is very much associated, these numbers are associated with this enlightenment and this spiritual driven path, and they do happen throughout the journey. And it's okay. I mean, you can wake up in the middle of the night and you'll see these 11:11 numbers or 12:12 or something like that. Just know it's a little bit of a knocking to pay attention, because there are things that are going to be happening in your life that are going to be very much around spirituality. And to, you know, further that journey and to understand that. And when these things happen that are so, you know, random and happen over and over again in our lives, we tend to be drawn to seeking out that knowledge, seeking out that wisdom. What does this mean, right? And when we do that, we are very much connected to the meaning behind that, and we become these scholars of learning about spirit and spirituality and spiritual gifts and things like that. Shortly after I saw the 333, actually Jesus connected me in meditation and very much has been a guide for me ever since. So that is the wonder of that. So we are taking our listeners' calls for Gift of Spirit Q&A today, and you can call in on 800-555-5453 throughout the show with your questions. And we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, welcome to the Gift of Spirit radio show. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I love you, too.
That's fabulous. I always look forward to it.
Hey, so wonderful. So what are your questions or questions?
Okay, so I have a question. So what is the difference between a spiritual reading and a soul reading, and what is your process?
Okay, so that's a wonderful question because I do get that question quite a bit. So a spiritual reading is a sacred space of divine love and light, and it is connecting to the oneness, the spiritual oneness. And somebody that has a spiritual divine connection that is very much open to the heavenly realms to receive through, you know, God's spirit, for one's highest good here. So highest good meaning love, healing, peace, joy, all those things, trust. So it's when a sitter comes to me and sits for me, and I open up to receive from spirit through my heightened inner senses, to receive the evidential, and I say evidenced information from spirit, from their loved ones in heaven, okay, that they actually know, and to validate their presence. And so their loved ones in spirit bring evidential information. They bring their names. I mean, I get names a lot. They bring their age, their memories, hobbies, all sorts of things. But it's for the sitter who's there to validate that. And the whole reason for this spiritual, heartfelt, really connection is to bring love, healing, and comfort, and reassuring them that the love does not die, that we're spirit first having a human experience. Now, that's what a spiritual reading is and mainly happens. And one spiritual loved one can come through. I've had up to 10 come through within a one-hour reading, okay, a 50-minute reading. A soul reading is being in your soul, within your spirit, and finding out what is your truth here, because our truth in our spirit is our power, okay, here. And a soul reading is a sacred space to receive from spirit or your spiritual guides that come through, that talk to you as far as what's in your heart's desire, okay? So they will come through, so an angel may come through. I've had Michael come through and Gabriel come through. I've had lots of spiritual guides come through. Even their loved ones in spirit may come through and remind them of their God-given gifts here to help humanity, whether they are painters or writers or singers or whether there's a fork in the road for them right now and they don't understand which path I'm supposed to take, or they may be asking the question, why am I here? So we all have these divine spiritual teachers and guides walking with us in spirit, in the unseen, behind the heavenly veil. And they are very much loving and guiding us here. We may just not be open to it as much as other people are. And we're always brought signs. It's just that we may not be aware of it. So in a spiritual soul reading, I'm opening up for the person that I'm with to bring them, you know, what is it in their soul. And it does happen sometimes in spiritual readings where a loved one will come through and say, don't forget about your talk show dream that you had. I mean, it's time. And it may be, you know, midlife, through their midlife, where they just gave up on their dreams at some point. And it speaks to, you know, very much, you know, what is in their soul. Because, I mean, becoming who we truly are is in the walk here, and being is the destiny. So when we can tap into our soul, within our spirit here, we are here to very much rejoice and be in all of our gifts and our abilities and our talents and everything that we are, because we're all uniquely threaded with this greatness. And these soul readings from your spiritual loved ones and your spiritual guides help you go within to the being within you to also connect with your own, I mean, greatness and divinity here. So sometimes we get a little off track and confused, and we may feel very bored in our life, or we may have kind of given up a dream. And that's a really good time to, you know, set up a spiritual soul reading to find out what is next for us. Now, I'm asked, so do I predict the future? No, I don't. I just connect with spirit and with your spiritual guides. And they bring through what you can actually validate that has been in your soul this entire time. So I have done spiritual soul readings where they have brought through that they're going to be on a platform speaking. They're going to be writing a book on this. And yes, in their heart, it is there, but it's in their mind, it's like a far-off dream. People also ask me, how long should we wait to have another reading? I think it's usually 1 year. However, if there's a tragic passing, especially of a child, which is very heavy grief, and it can take, you know, I mean, we just never get over that. But, you know, I have given spiritual readings to families, parents whose younger children have passed, and it has been, you know, every 6 months until they kind of get through just that heaviness of the burden of that grief. And one of the things, too, I've been asked about the process is that I meditate before every single spiritual reading, and I may receive in that meditation for the one that I'm going to be meeting. There really isn't a difference between an in-person reading and an over-the-phone reading. Spirit just brings everything through me like a vessel for their highest good. I do have them, though, before the spiritual reading. We meet for a minute or so. I do sort of a meditational-centered prayer. And I ask them how they can prepare for a spiritual reading is to hold an intention, you know, in their heart space for what they would like to receive for their highest good and for those in their life. And so I take a few minutes to, you know, relax before the spiritual reading, have them breathe, feel their breath, for like a minute, and it's always good to open up your heart to receive the love and guiding messages, because I say home is wherever love is, so hold that place, you know, of love in your open heart. And when you go there in a spiritual reading, you are very much opening up the door to receive that amazing love from the heavens. And I've learned in my work that those that come to the readings that are very much, they may have spiritual gifts too, that are very open, receive amazing evidence back to back throughout the spiritual reading. And that amazing evidence is really the healing, yeah, for them. So I kind of went on a little bit longer, but does that answer your question?
It did, because it led into my question of how do we prepare for them. I mean, do we do something individually? So you did answer.
Well, some people, too, light a candle. I always light a candle because it's like the same spirit. So, I mean, you can light a candle. I'd say just, you know, if you don't know how to meditate, just focus on your breath and go into your heart space and just, you know, put your attention there. And place love in your heart. I'm also asked, can I ask for a certain someone to show up? Well, you can hold that in your heart space, but I will say everybody shows up for the people that I read for. And they get to decide. Spirit gets to decide who comes through for your highest good. So it could be just one person. It could be your father the entire time. It could be up to 6 or 8 people. I mean, it always varies. I'm always in complete awe after a spiritual reading because I learn so much. It's so heartfelt, and it's so full of love. And they work hard to come through and orchestrate this happening. And I say to people, because they say how they find me online or they hear about me through word of mouth, and I just say, well, really, I mean, your loved ones in spirit really orchestrated this. Because it is time for you to receive and know that they are still with you. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
On the spiritual level.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So any more questions, Percy?
That is it. That is it. Okay, I do. After the reading, will it allow me to see signs of the loved ones? Because they'll open me up.
Absolutely.
As well,
yes. Yes, so that is absolutely true. Very good, very good. So, yes, so when you have a spiritual reading, it does open you up more, and you start to then be aware more of the spiritual signs. And in spiritual readings, they will come through and bring through signs that they've already brought you, which is amazing. And then they will validate that sign after the spiritual reading. So they may bring something through that doesn't resonate with you, but then it will show up on you. It's amazing. I was at a conference once, and this woman came up to me and told me about her mother passing, and her mother said, pay attention to the fly on your hand. And just, 15 minutes later in the conference room, she had a fly land on her hand. And it was immediate. I mean, that was pretty, fast. But they will, yes, bring through those signs, and they will let you know without a doubt that I'm bringing you this to validate even more evidence. Spiritual reading, they will bring through a sign. And I have the people that I read for email me, send me pictures, and it is just fabulous, fabulous, because I just, say this prayer up to spirit, say, keep it going. They need you. Keep it going. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show. Thank you.
Oh, love you too. So this is the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and you can follow me on Facebook if you go to the page Touch 1M Hearts. That's the number one. And on the show today, I'm answering questions today on the gift of spirit, everything and anything spirit, spirituality, spiritual gifts, everything spirit. So through my life experiences and the healing work. And you can call in throughout the show on 800-555-5453 with your questions, okay? I'd be happy to bring you on the show and answer these for you. So we have a listener on the line. Noelle, thanks for calling in to the Gift of Spirit Radio.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it, and I'm enjoying the show a lot today. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, sweetie, what is your question?
So, I have an interest in spiritual awakenings, and I wondered if you could tell me why it is that some people experience a spiritual awakening.
Okay, yeah, so this is a great question, because I too wondered that when I had my own spiritual awakening. I sought a lot of answers to the same question when I opened up in 2011. So who knew that one could open up to receive from the heavens through one guided meditation to the song Amazing Grace? I certainly did not know that, nor did I go to this conference to have this experience. It just happened. So I've been taught by spiritual teachers and healers that we are just remembering how to be and live as one in the oneness, okay, in the spiritual oneness. In ministry, I learned that where two people are gathered, God is there. And in the presence of the Holy Spirit, we are a vessel for peace and healing. So in this vessel place, we may not remember what we say to people to help them in times of grief and tragedy, because when we go there to comfort them, we are with the Holy Spirit, whether we know it or not. So connection to Spirit is the gift of the Holy Spirit, because Spirit's a particle of God, just as we are of God too. So I feel we have a spiritual awakening at some point in our lifetime here, whether it is in our childhood, in our 20s, midlife, which seems to happen for a lot of people in midlife, or at the end of life, we experience a spiritual connection and openness to, then we connect to the unseen and we see Spirit. There's a lot of books out there around people in hospice that have experienced visitation right before they passed. It happened with my grandfather, actually. He saw all of his siblings around him right before he passed, and he was able to talk to them and mention them as my mom and I held his hand. So at some point, we are given the gift of the unseen in the kingdom of heaven. And in my case, you know, I experienced some of this in my 20s when my best friend was killed in a car accident. She came to me. And then, you know, in my 40s, in midlife. And, you know, some people experience it to shift where they are right now in their lifetime. And, you know, some people experience it to write, to teach, to help others in different ways. There's just a lot of reasons why. So what I've learned is what comes before a spiritual awakening is usually a number of things, and they're all like individual. So a near-death experience, so an NDE is what it's called, such as, you know, an accident, or when someone actually medically dies and then crosses over to the heavens and then comes back miraculously. I've met several people who have had NDEs and were open to Spirit right afterwards. So what also can happen is like a tragic loss and heavy, heavy grief, where you just, you know, ask God to take this grief from you, that you just can't bear it anymore, and then you start to feel God and the divine or angels or your loved ones in spirit. Also, big forgiveness. If you forgive someone, and it's a big one, you can be opened up to the gift of Spirit. Surrendering and letting go of something so heavy can also lead to a spiritual awakening, enlightenment, where you can experience very lucid dreams with visitation from Spirit, from angels, from your loved ones, your spiritual teachers. Another way I've heard about is meditation and centered prayer is also a development and a tool to open up with this intention in your heart to receive. Because when we do ask, over and over again, it is given in some way. You're opened up to the divine, what's called indwelling within you. We all have this. We all have the gift of the Holy Spirit. So although sometimes the spiritual awakening happens without that intention, but with an intention to heal your grieving heart, which was in my case, when I opened up, I had lost so many in such a short period of time. I mean, I say that they passed because they weren't lost exactly, but I was going through a lot in my life. I had faced a lot of obstacles. And through this learning, you know, I learned a lot of soul lessons that can also bring you a spiritual enlightenment awakening. Is you've had a really hard life and you have evolved spiritually, and you have gotten through this life through a lot of miracles. So, or you've experienced a miracle too. And these are ways that the spiritual awakenings have been documented and that do happen. But I do feel, we all have this spiritual oneness. We all have this spiritual opening. And one of the ways that I teach about this is to, you know, start meditation and go to someone who can be a catalyst for you that is open, that can hold a sacred space open for you to go within and meditate, because then you can see, feel, and hear, and your senses actually get heightened to receive. You probably heard about automatic writing, that writers receive downloads, musicians receive, you know, songs and lyrics. They very much create the sacred space to receive and get very quiet and still within, and they open up to receive, to put that out there, to, you know, help and heal. I mean, music is very much a healing medium. As well as, I mean, spiritual writings and books and things like that. So there are a lot of ways, a lot of things that precede a spiritual awakening. I've heard people that have gone into surgery and experienced spirit. They experienced God. They experienced angels. They experienced the spiritual guide. And when they woke up, they, you know, shared that with their families. So these are just some examples, but I can honestly say that I did not see it coming. That was not the path I was choosing. It chose me, actually. I was on a completely different path at that time. And although I knew I was very intuitive, I knew I had a lot of knowing going on since I was very young. It's funny, I just heard from someone I hadn't heard from in like 11 years. He was like an uncle, a very close family friend of my family's. And he called me the other day out of the blue, and he said he just wanted to connect because it'd been a long time. He wanted to hear about the family. And he said, and he'd known me since I was 5 years old then, and he said, you know, out of the four kids, he said, you were the only one that could call your dad out and knew things that you shouldn't know. So he just shared that with me, which really much made me laugh. So I had this knowing my entire life. So those are some of the answers. And we are coming close to the end of this segment. So I wanted to thank you, Noelle, for calling in. I hope that answered all your questions.
Thank you. Thank you. That was very helpful, Stacey. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Thank you for listening to the Gift of Spirit Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone.
visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hello, welcome back to the Gift of Spirit Radio on Healthy Life, Positive Talk Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are doing a show today on Gift of Spirit Q&A. And there's been some wonderful questions coming in about the Gift of Spirit and spiritual readings and spiritual awakenings and why they happen and what comes before that. And so I just love sharing all this because this has very much been my my own spiritual journey in the past, 6 years now. It's gone by very fast too. But I just love hearing from you. So, if you have a question, please call in on 800-555-5453. And I'd be happy to answer any of your questions on the Gift of Spirit. So I want to kind of shift gears here and go to some of the questions that have come in through email, through the website. And so I wanted to share some of our listeners' questions here that have come in. So this one's from Chase. It says, if our loved one believes in God but has committed suicide, what happens? Do they go to heaven and do they find peace? Well, I will say I have given many spiritual readings of departed loved ones who have taken their life. And yes, they go to heaven. And someone in spirit is always there with them at that time of their passing to take their hand into the heavenly light. Whether it's a mother, grandfather, father, I have heard the Blessed Mother Mary being there at that time, at the time of transition. And the children in spirit have told me Jesus was there too, as well. At the big green hill in the heavens to be with them and greet them. So, yes, they find peace in the heavens. And they have what's called, we all have what's called the life review there, where we all have this review when we transition. We review our life and our choices and all of our lessons and learn a lot about how we live this life. And when they come through in a spiritual reading, those that have taken their life, they are very much themselves, and before the pain and the misery that they felt, they're in their true personality and their truth and their higher truth, I'll say, and they validate their spiritual presence by bringing through so much evidence because they really want to help and heal their families because they do feel, really, really bad as to how it all happened. And they bring through things that they like and enjoyed, and they really want their families to remember them before they experience this, heaviness, lack of a soul connection is what they tell me. And I've given readings where a son from spirit will come through and say that his body was so heavy and he had a lot of pain in his head and he just couldn't shake this feeling. And he was ready. And so And there is, of course, a lot of pain there. But they come through to share with them that they're going on in their life in the heavens and that they love their family members, and they are extremely evidential. I mean, they work so hard to bring through this information to help heal their family's hearts and to, you know, let them know that they are still with them, loving them, and that they are okay, that they are okay. So in answer to yes, they do find peace. Yes, and they're in their spirit, and they find peace. Another question here I have. Can one receive from their departed loved one on the day of their passing? In my experience, yes. I have given spiritual readings to families on the day of their child's passing and of their loved one's passing, and it was very evidential healing. Very peaceful and happy. Now, with this said, children who have passed have not experienced a long life here with, you know, a lot of challenges or pains or, I mean, obstacles. So they come through quite quickly and quite readily, I'll say. This one little girl who had, she was 9, she had cancer for 18 months, and she was in spirit, and right away she came through on the day of her passing to her family, and they were all on the phone, and her personality was so lively, and she said, I'm in my play body, and she showed her swimsuit and her swim cap because she had been on the swim team, and she showed this huge table of all these foods, her favorite foods that she could eat again because she wasn't able to eat and keep things down when she was here fighting the cancer. So this, of course, you know, made her family feel so happy, and she gave them names of her grandparents and great grandparents that had greeted her on the other side when it was her time of transition. And she also mentioned that she was with the family dog who had passed 3 weeks before her that was there when it was her time and she passed. So this made them feel so much peace knowing she was not ailing or in pain anymore. Now, I don't encourage it to have it on the day of the passing, but I know spirit really orchestrates these meetings. So if somebody calls me up or sends me an email and says, you know, I found you and I'm experienced a lot of grief, my father just passed, and if I have an opening, yes, because I know that that's spirit driven. I know that they found me on the day of their father's passing, and it was very, very heavy on their heart. I often get questions, too, about, so do the children grow up in heaven? Yes, they do grow up in heaven. Children in spirit in heaven have come through many times, giving the age of what they are now in heaven, and they share what they are up to there. So they go on with their life in spirit in the heavens. So many are following their passions and their interests and their learning in the heavenly realms. One young girl who was killed in a train accident came through for her father and let him know that she is learning about archaeology because she loved collecting rocks with her father, and they had like these rock collections. So this was something amazing that they did together. And so I've learned so much from spirit. I mean, spirit teaches me every single time I give a spiritual reading, I am taught something. And through that experience, I do know that when we go to heaven, we are greeted by all of our loved ones that had passed. We're never alone. Some of us do immediately see Jesus and the Blessed Mother or our spiritual guides. We are also given, as I mentioned, this life review, and we go through our life and we see all of our lessons learned and the path that we take. I feel like we have a few paths here, and we get to choose which one is for us. I do know that. I do feel that. I also know that when we are in heaven, that we can connect to our loved ones here to help them and to continue to love them in a divine spiritual way. So I know that a lot of my work is around helping people know and understand to live out the spiritual-driven life, you know, with their loved ones in spirit, and to know that they don't die, that they just, you know, go into their spirit and they're still with us, that they are just very much a thought away. I've been asked, let's see, do you get sleep doing your work? Well, we will answer this and a few other questions next. So we have a few more that have been emailed in here. And so we're going to break to a commercial, and you can still call in on 888-555-5453. And we will be taking those calls. And this is the Gift of Spirit Radio. Oh, sorry, 800. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. 4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. We're back. This is Stacy Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio. We're doing a Gift of Spirit Q&A call radio show here today. And you can call in on 800-555-5453. I'm also taking, I'm also going through a number of emails here of people that have sent in their questions throughout the week that I'm answering. Just before the last break, I was answering a question, do you get exhausted from this healing work that you do? Well, I will be extremely honest with you and what I have learned, and the answer is yes, sometimes I have. And I've learned that one needs to really take care of yourself. Self-care is number one, not to just take care of your mind and your spirit, but the body as well. You know, I only give a few spiritual readings on my Freedom Fridays, I call them. And when you choose this work, or it chooses you, your senses are heightened and you can become more sensitive to things, to foods and to medicines and things like that. And it's important to, you know, eat healthy and drink a lot of water and to incorporate, you know, protein and amino acids, vitamins, yoga, exercise, and like I mentioned, lots and lots of water. And to really build yourself up and to have that endurance of the body, just like in sports. So you know, energy healing, energy type work like this, you really need to be in good shape. I mean, I feel too. You also need to, you know, close after a spiritual reading. So some close their seven subtle energy centers in the body, their seven chakras. Some, you know, zip up with this golden zipper I've heard about. After spiritual reading, if you are doing the spiritual work, you will want to go out and kind of ground yourself in the earth. So you take a walk, you're out in nature. That's very uplifting. And it's an intention to kind of ground yourself. You know, whenever I teach workshops or I do live events with audiences, you know, that's when I'm really tired, because I'm in that sacred energy space for a couple hours. And then I really need to retreat, and I need to rest and do nothing else the rest of the day. So, because if you walk around open all the time, for open to, you know, spirit, you're actually, spirit energizes you. But if you're walking around open in this world, you get drained by, you know, other people around you, because you're so, I mean, open. So, and you can feel drained and tired and fatigued. So you want to have a process of, you know, opening up and then kind of closing it down and getting in that cocoon and just, you know, resting and taking care of yourself, because you can just really feel that. So the answer is yes, and it takes just as much work to kind of be in this healing work as it does to do self-care. You really have to create the space, and you have to create that on a routinely basis every single day. So yes, yes, yes. Okay, let's see. Here's another question. When do you really know you are experiencing visitation from a loved one in spirit? So first, spirit comes through in our heightened clair senses. So inner seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, and you actually feel it. So in spirit, when spirit shows up, whether it's in a dream or meditation or through a sign, you actually feel it. You feel the love. And just like, you know, Annie's song, that song called Annie's Song, fill up my senses. That's exactly what it's like. And, you know, you may see them in your dreams, you know, right after they pass. I mean, they may come and show you how healthy that they are now, just so you can remember them that way and know that they're still there with you. Or in meditation, or you may feel their personalities and their love, or you may smell their perfume sometimes, or their cologne, and, you know, swear by it. You actually have a heightened sense when they are around and they are near. So you feel it, and you can feel and receive this feeling of joy, and which can bring chills and tingling and goosebumps and, I mean, ear popping, or you may feel like a tickle on your nose. I remember I was in a dentist chair, and I was having my teeth worked out, and my dentist was there, and I could see his grandfather in my mind's eye, and he was talking, and I could feel him and hear him, and he tickled my nose, and I kept, you know, I mean, moving my hand on my nose, and I finally told my dentist afterwards what had happened, and he said, "That is so amazing, because I feel him too, and I always get a tickle on my nose." So we had that likeness of that spiritual sign from his grandfather. So yes, you can experience it. It's very much you feel it. You receive facts maybe that you do not know. My grandmother has come through to me in many dreams and given me facts that I do not know that I share with my mother. My mom has said, "How did you know that?" It's kind of early on, but it's really like that. You feel it and you get facts. So that's how you really, really know. And you have some sort of heightened sense going on. See, hear, feel, or touch, or you just really know this, right? Okay. So that is how that happens. And if you're asking this question, yes, you are experiencing spirit. I've been asked, is this Christian-based? Yes, this is the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the spiritual gift of healing. So I'm a Christian and I'm Catholic. I've had strong, big faith my entire life, and these are my roots. So yes, 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 yes. And you know, so how I see this is God revealed the unseen. to me for his use and his glory, and I'm a vessel for these spiritual gifts to help and heal people here. And that's how I see it as a Christian. Okay. Okay, so this is the Gift of Spirit Radio on Healthy Life, and I want to thank you for joining us today. In closing, I'd like to thank you for all who has called in with the questions. It was so happy for me to be able to answer these for you. And I will just leave you with this. We are the connection. I feel spirit is the connection, and that you are to have this oneness and feel this wholeness through the divine, and to feel glad and to be glad. Okay, thank you for joining us.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.